This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Good evening, this is Matthew from the DBCC and I'm here with Rob Semple. Just going to ask you a few questions, hopefully to get an insight into how you've got such great results. So Rob, start off with, if you can introduce yourself, please. How old are you? How long have you been at the DBCC?
Yeah, I'm Rob Semple. I'm 45 years old, 46 coming up in August. I started in the DBC in the middle of February. 10th of February was my first training session. Came for the initial thing because I'd seen something advertised, liked the idea of it. I wasn't in a very good place, put on an awful lot of weight. Tried gyms, been a member of the Virgin Gym for I don't know how long, very rarely used it. I needed something different and I needed something that would make me go more of an appointment type system. So I feel I have to be there and that's what you offered. And the training's different as well. I like the training.
Fantastic. So Rob, first of all, could you please tell us what results you've achieved since being at the DBCC?
Unbelievable results. I find it very tough, it's very hard, but it's enjoyable. You guys are great. The encouragement is brilliant. But the results, since February 10th, which was my first session, to now, I've lost 39.6 pounds of body fat.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Body weight wise, you know, I was just a tad under 23 stone, literally, when we joined. I'm now 20 stone dead. So 3 stone in total weight.
It's strong.
Yeah, lovely. Fantastic.
Okay, Rob, so what have been any difficulties that you have had, as I'm sure there are literally thousands of people who found themselves in the same position as you were?
Motivation was my biggest problem. I'd got myself in a... I'd had some personal upsets, etc. Got myself in a bit of a rut, and I had no motivation in anything. My personal life, full stop, everything. I'd got into myself into a, you know, poor old way, really. But with this, the eating plan that you promote, you know, I found that difficult as well. That said, the results are amazing, and now I find it really easy, really easy. I've got Irish in me. I thought I'd miss my potatoes and bread, but as it is, I find it, I'm quite enjoying it now, to be honest.
I feel great
all round. I've got more oomph to do all sorts of things in my personal life, you know, work and here. So yeah, brilliant results all round.
Yeah, well, you seem like you're in a much better place than you were when you first walked through the doors. So
definitely feel a lot happier, a lot more positive. Losing weight helps. Just been to a wedding at the weekend, got some lovely compliments there about people that haven't seen me for a few months. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
So tell me about that wedding. You said mentioned before that you went for the suit fitting.
Yeah, we went for the original suit fitting probably 10 weeks ago. We went again 2 weeks before the wedding. I dropped his trouser size, the jacket size, and 2 sizes of the waistcoat. I could have dropped 2 sizes in the trouser, decided not to, because I didn't want to be uncomfortable on the day, of course. As it was, that was 2 weeks before the wedding, as it was, the wedding was last Saturday. I should have went for the smaller trousers. Even with the buttons at the side done up, they were falling down, literally. Couldn't do anything about it, so I had to, the sort of hook and loop system they had, I had to look for the first hook, over the second loop, and wear it with a wonky fly, and that was the only way I could keep them up. Fantastic. So fantastic, really.
It must have been a good feeling.
Brilliant.
So you mentioned you were a member of a gym before, you never went to. So you'd obviously tried to lose weight before. What were your struggles?
I had done previously, and a long while ago I did something for cancer research, the sponsored hike, and I lost an awful lot of weight then. But that's gradually crept back on. It's just the, how can I put it? It's, some of it's monotonous really, but although that said, I enjoy the weight side of the gym. But for me, it's, if I haven't got an appointment and I haven't got something where I've got to be, I find that a lot harder. Here with yourselves, it's pretty much a one-on-one. situation, mm-hmm. and you feel as though I can't let you down. It's more like an appointment,
absolutely.
Rather than just I'm going to go to the gym in the evening. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is far better, far better. So
Rob, what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before DVCC?
Unrecognisable. It really is unrecognisable. As you know, I'm getting up in the mornings better now. Yeah. We've started to do some early morning sessions, etc. That's unheard of for me, literally unheard of. But now I feel more positive in every single way. Every single way. It's the only way I can describe it. I'm happier in myself. I'm happier at work. I'm more productive at work. I'm more productive in just actually starting to have a bit of a buzz about my life again and start going out and enjoying myself a bit more. It's brilliant. Brilliant, that's the best way to describe it. I feel great.
Fantastic. So Rob, do you have any specific tips with regards to nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone listening that you feel has helped you personally?
Exercise-wise, yeah, definitely. No matter how hard it gets, just try as hard as you can. And listen to you guys. Sometimes, you know, I tend to push myself fairly hard anyway, but sometimes you guys have been like, come on, we're going next weight up, and I look at you as though you've got two heads. But I try it, and it works, yeah. And even if it goes to failure.
Absolutely.
And so I'd just say, start. If everyone's in any doubt, try it. Try it, because I've not known any exercise regime like it. And the short, sharp bursts, I think, are brilliant, rather than it taking 2 or 3 hours of your evening. Mm. It's brilliant. And as for the food thing, it's a tip that I need to give myself as well. It's the preparation side of things. When I do prepare, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
When I don't, that's when I find it hard, because it's not something you can just walk into a shop and buy.
No, of course.
So it's a lot harder, because it tends to be sandwiches, rolls, this, that, and the other. So
it's what's available these days.
Yeah, but so that would be my tip, food-wise, prepare.
Good tips, Rob. So what were the obstacles that would have prevented you from starting training before you joined the DVCC all together?
Just purely motivation. Like I said, I'd had some personal problems and personal losses, and I had no get up or go to anything. But in fairness, for me personally, I couldn't have another year like that, and that's what I decided. And when I saw this advert, it just sort of sprung out at me, something different. I'm an ex-rugby player. It was done by, set up by two twins, rugby players, twins. And I don't know, it just hit a nerve for me, it struck a chord. I had a little look on the website and on YouTube, you know, and what have you. And I just thought, you know, give it a go. So, and I'm glad I did, very glad.
Yeah, likewise. So Rob, what excited you most about the Really Transformation process?
Pardon?
What excited you the most about the Really Transformation process? So the training, the nutrition?
Both. It's a combination of the two. That's what I like. And I mean, I've learned so much, you know, talking to you guys when you talk about the food and nutrition-wise, you know, the grass-fed beef, things like that, with the antibiotics and etc. and the things that are fed into the cattle and, and so on and so forth. But then, obviously, it comes into us.
Of course.
But you don't realise it. And it's those sort of things, and you learn about all sorts of things. And your metabolic rate and so on and so forth, and how that kickstarts, mm-hmm. and your insulin levels, and things that I hadn't even sort of dreamt of. And all these things, and it's fantastic all around.
Fantastic. So what would be three other benefits you have had since starting training?
I'm sleeping better. I had a lot of problems with my right knee, is what made me give up rugby. And at first, when I first started training here, as you know, I had some real problems with it. The last 2 months, you know, training wise, I haven't had a single problem with it, So, you know, that's two. The third one is just losing weight. It's just getting into my clothes again, getting into the new clothes. And, you know, it's like having a new wardrobe, but it's my old one.
Just always good.
Yeah. So,
that must be a really good feeling to be able to fit into all those clothes. Good for me, dude. I'm looking forward to you coming in that motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, August 13th.
Absolutely. Okay, Rob, would you recommend the DVCC? If so, why?
I'd recommend it
full stop yes to everyone. I'm bringing friends down here to try things as we speak. Yes, why? Because it's a whole package. It's not just exercise, it's not just dieting, because it, as you say, it's not dieting, it's an eating, it's an eating habit, it's mm-hmm. something, it's an eating, it's a way of eating.
Good for me.
And it's the whole package, and you guys, the way you train, the encouragement you give, there's a lot of banter, there's a lot of laughing and joking, but it's all to push you a little bit further and push you a little bit harder, but in a good way. Mm. It's the whole package. I'd recommend it to anybody. And although it may seem expensive, which it is, don't get me wrong, you know, there's no qualms about that, but for what you get when you break it down, it's great value. Yeah. And that's the truth.
No, it absolutely is. That's all we're asking for.
You know, it really is. Because probably 50% of the time, there's one or two people in our sessions,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty much like a personal trainer. You know, when you break that down into your sessions, you know, we're getting it half price.
Fantastic. Any final words, Rob? Anything you'd like to add before we close?
Just a big thank you to you guys, really. I came in here feeling pretty low, pretty down in the dumps. Bigger than I ever was in my life by 2 or 3 stone. And you guys have helped me turn it around, and I feel brilliant. And I've got a long way to go, don't get me wrong. I've got another 3 or 4 stone to go. But I feel great in myself, got a better outlook on everything. So,
absolutely. Making progress, not perfection.
Just a big thank you, really. That's my last thing to say.
Thank you very much, Rob.
So,
well, thank you, Rob. I hope you found this interview helpful. For anybody listening, if you have any questions, please comment below and we will get back to you. This is Matthew from DVCC Northampton. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.